I'm going to stop recording now.
Okay. Now is the time
stop.
Of the show.
And now I'm going to export the file. Export the audio.
You do notice a sound quality difference between the show and the pre and the post, right?
I can't do two things at once,
okay,
so let me do...
Okay, I'll wait for you to figure out what the day
12,
is. It's going to throw them. It's going to throw them, right? People, because it's a new month. It's a new month.
2012-01.
Oh, look at you. You got it. You got it. 20.
Son of a whore.
Here's the thing. I realized, I don't know, 6 or 7 episodes ago that you really, it's just you sending me the file. You could name it whatever you want.
But you said...
I know.
At another time, that this enables you to
keep them
in
the master
order.
The master one that I put out as that's the format that I use.
Okay. The file is exporting. I always feel better because I don't want to lose it. I don't want to have a computer crash.
Well, that's why I was asking if you noticed the sound quality difference between the pre and the post show, because obviously you don't record the pre and the post show, and yet you're on the pre and the post show, which means I'm recording it all on this end.
I had noticed listening to which was like pulling teeth to get to pre and post from the last fucking episode. I had noticed that it seemed like my side sounded better on the pre and post than on the show.
Really?
Yes. To my ear.
Hmm.
To Golda, my ear. See, my right ear's Golda and my left.
I don't get that.
Golda, my ear.
Oh, gold in my ear. That's
Jesus God.
That's a topical.
So is this the post show now?
Yes. Yes, Scott.
Level 13.
Yes, Scott.
Level 13.
This is the post show. This is the point where you start sounding better, apparently.
Yes, I know. It's wonderful.
The email, did you get the email?
I did not.
It came to
contact.
I
mean, if I got it, it may. I wonder if it went to junk or something, or if I just, oftentimes.
It came in on Thanksgiving.
Well, I was on vacation, Daniel. What? Read it to me, please, so the post-show folks can hear it.
Hi, Scott and Daniel. I enjoy the show. I've been listening since the beginning. I call it the Scott and Daniel Show.
Bless his heart.
I have a request. Quite often, Scott will mention a celebrity, such as the lady from Poltergeist. And other famous people.
Poltergeist. That was an upholstery show.
I can't talk.
The lady on Poltergeist.
She was famous. He always says, I'll tell that story later. Can we hear some of those other stories? Thank you.
Well, shit, yes.
Scott. So now I'd
love to tell about what a cunt Zelda Rubinstein was.
This is, I don't think he's a level 13 member, though, so we'll have to cover this on the show.
We will. We'll do it. We'll put it
Zach,
in the trouble.
Zach has spent $55.10 at Winn-Dixie.
Wow. What's he getting?
He went grocery shopping while I was recording, so he bought some groceries.
You mean he doesn't sit at your feet while you're recording and listen to our masterful wonderfulness?
He doesn't listen to our show. He doesn't listen to any show.
Well, what the fuck does he do?
Occasionally when we drive to Disney or go somewhere where we're driving for a long time, I will put on one of our shows and he will listen to it then.
Mm-hmm.
But, he just... went. We had, what do we had? Oh, we have chicken for dinner. So I grilled a bunch of chicken last night because it's cold here.
We're getting cold. Well, for us, we're getting cold nights, but our day, today is, it was 82 for fucking fuck's sake, December the fucking 1st, 82 fucking degrees, dry, you know, so that your nose gets bloody from the dry fucking air.
Yeah. Ours, it was 68 was the high today, and I believe the high tomorrow will be 59-ish.
When you kids are cold there in Florida, are you as moist as when you're hot there in Florida?
Yeah, and so the cold weather mixed with the humidity makes it quite cold when there's wind. It's like a biting cold, which is, it's Florida cold is a different kind of cold than the dry cold.
Do you believe... that is your final resting place as far as where you're going to live? Or do you think you're going to move out of the house, out of the state, out of the...
I'm pretty sure that I will be here in Florida. There's a... Yeah, I think I would be in here in Florida. Disney is such a huge thing for me, and I cannot, after I retire, work as a part-time cast member driving that boat if I don't live here.
That's very true.
However, I have been giving a lot of thought lately to purchasing a trailer.
Trailers for sale or rent. Rooms.
Because the campground that we like to go to is only about an hour north of here. And yeah. I could buy a trailer.
Yes.
Which means I don't have to be at the mercy of whether there's a cabin available to rent or not. Because Zach does not like tent camping. So if we had a trailer...
Is Zach a bit of a girly man, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, he's northern. He's from Illinois. So Florida, you know, killed him that first...
Poor baby.
That first year. But... Yeah, the worst thing here's, I don't know that I'm pretty sure I've told this story before, but I will.
Well, tell it.
I haven't told it to you.
Listeners.
I haven't told it to you, so that's the important part. When we first moved in together in Georgia, we were invited by Larry Vader to come to his campground, not his campground, but the campground that he goes to in Georgia called Hank's Hideaway.
Oh, God. In some secluded rendezvous.
And he had just bought a motorhome, which is why he was had a permanent site at Hank's Hideaway. So I was like, oh, I love camping. And Zach had never really been camping. And so I had my tent from when I camped before. And so I was like, all right, yeah, let's go. Let's go down this weekend. We'll go camp at the campground. It was a couple of hours south of us. And so we went and camped. And are you familiar with the phrase, the gnat line?
The gnat line?
Yes.
No, sir, I am not.
Are you familiar with the pesky little bug called a gnat?
God, yes.
So it turns out, if you Google this...
And the bugs love me.
There is a gnat line.
Interesting.
And let me try to find a image of it here. It basically kind of parallels the East Coast. Go a couple of hundred miles inland from the coast, from Washington, D.C., all the way down to Mississippi. And you come in a couple of hundred
Washington,
miles.
Washington, D.C. isn't on the coast.
Washington, D.C. is not far from the coast.
Oh.
The Potomac flows into the...
Geography is not my thing.
I will show you a picture of the gnat line.
God thought being pretty was enough for me.
Let's see if I can do this. Because last time when I shared my screen, I couldn't figure out how to
unshare. You couldn't get it back. Oh, yes. That was the best part of the whatever poster.
That was a problem with the fact that I have multiple monitors on this machine. Here's the gnat line. You can see right here.
Oh, fascinating.
That it kind of comes in right here.
And what does that mean exactly?
So gnats exist below the gnat line.
Well, that's that species of gnats, because we have fucking insane gnats, but go ahead.
Above that line.
Yes.
Not so much. So we lived north of the gnat line, and the campground that we ended up liking going to was up here in the north. But Larry Vader's campground, Hank's Hideaway,
south of the gnat line.
So we got to the, and it was, what's that first one? What's the first in the summer? Is it Labor or Memorial Day?
Labor begins it, okay. Memorial ends it.
So it was Labor Day weekend, and...
Wait a minute, is that right? Because you can't wear white shoes after Labor Day, which means that's when the summer begins. No, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Memorial...
Okay.
Oh, Labor Day telethon is September, it ended it, so exactly the opposite.
So Memorial Day. So it was Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day, yes.
And we went to the campground, and it's South Georgia, and it was very hot. It was, we didn't ease into summer. It was like we were hit. Because just prior, the week before, when we said, yes, we'd love to go, it was in the 70s. It was very nice. Now we are looking at 86 on this Memorial Day weekend. And our good friend, the gnats, started just swarming all over poor Zach. So we had to pitch the tent and put it up, and he was just... sweat. This is also his first summer in the South, so he was just sweating, just profusely sweating, because he's from Illinois. He's used to the cold, and he's here in this campground just profusely sweating. The gnats attacking him, and the camp, the tent site next to us, were these guys that just kept playing rap music really loud on their stadium. And then they left to go to the pool, but they left their music going. And so his experience with this whole thing was not great. Now, in the evening time after the sun went down and, you know, everyone was in the pool, they had a lovely little cafe there that had really good food and the pool. We were there with Larry Vader in the pool and, you know, drinking and swimming, and there was a fire going, and it was great. But after that weekend, Zach was like...
Did he lay down the law?
Yeah. I realize I just said like, but Zach said...
Of course you said like. You've been saying like for hours. I'm not going to do it anymore. You can say like as much as you want. It's yours. This is my problem. This is no longer the world's problem of people saying like too much.
Okay, but stop. I do want to address... I'm thankful for you pointing it out. I am trying to better myself. So this is for my own edification that I noticed that I said like. Not because it bothers you, but because I realized that I said it. Anyway, Zach said
to you,
I will not go camping again without a cabin. So from that point forward, we rented cabins in a campground above the Nat Line in Dewey Rose, Georgia, which was our favorite campground. In other words, called the River's Edge. It's in Dewey Rose, Georgia, out in the middle of the mountain range there, the Smokies, I guess. It was just gorgeous trees, and it was just a gorgeous campground.
Is it homosexual run?
Yeah, it's a gay campground.
Okay.
And what I'm finding is, because I would show pictures to my straight coworkers, and they're just like, wait, where's this campground? Because campgrounds are usually trashed and gross, and they're... And like every gay campground I've ever been to has been pristine. It's like they...
Mary, it takes the fairy to make something pretty.
So, yeah. The... we loved the River's Edge. And then I think last couple of years ago, we went to the one here, the sub north of us, Sawmill. We went at Halloween and used a camp. We used a tent because it was cold. So he's fine camping in the tent when it's cold.
Listen, I am with Zach completely for two reasons, other than he's adorable, but for two reasons. One, I'm obese and I sweat if I sat in a freezer with the meat hanging next to me I would sweat. Mm-hmm. So I can't stand any kind of heat at all. Makes so much sense that I live where I live. I can't stand the heat. And two, bugs love me. Every fucking kind of bug imaginable. And we have massive, they look like black clouds, swarms of gnats that will hover. Mm-hmm. When we were kids, and this happened to Drew too, when we were kids and we'd be playing outside in the summer, if you're riding your bike or if you're running, you would inevitably face plant into one of these clouds of gnats, and they would get into your eyeballs. Mm-hmm. Honestly, and you'd get and it would hurt, and you'd try to dig it out, and in the right in the corner of your tear duct little place, it'd be this black dead gnat. Mm-hmm. They still love me, and we have little tiny flies at our house. I can't go outside. I'm not kidding you. I walk outside, and all of a sudden I hear, and they're in my ears. They're swarming around my legs. They're landing on,
See, I couldn't live without my screen. I love my screen porch. I like to just sit out on my screen porch in the evening.
That's the wisest thing to have. We have a beautiful patio that we don't use. This beautiful, sunken, gorgeous cement brick patio.
Put a screen cage around it.
Well, the monetary issue of that, because it's very large and... It would be tough to find something that was very attractive and sturdy that would hold up in that very, very large area. It's big.
I mean, we build screen enclosures here in Florida over pools and hot tubs and patios.
Yeah.
Like,
well, Daniel, we're not in Florida.
No, what I'm saying is like because...
What are you saying, Daniel?
It's just a frame. The screen is cheap. It's just the frame that you're
all
putting
up. Well, come on over. Or you can just send the check. Mr. Moneybags.
Here's my question to you, since you asked
me. Yes, darling, I would love to answer for you.
And then I got to go cook dinner. But
Cook your dinner.
Well, I've already cooked, but I got to reheat it.
And
I'm making Alice Springs chicken, is what we're having tonight.
Alice Springs is in Australia and was mentioned. It's where the boys went in Priscilla Queen of the Desert.
Absolutely. Alice Springs Chicken is a dish available at the Outback Steakhouse, which is a chain restaurant here in Florida. But it is a grilled,
it's out here too.
A grilled chicken breast. In our case, we use thighs. So we have a grilled chicken thigh with bacon, mushroom, and then smothered in cheddar cheese. And then you have a honey mustard dipping sauce for it. And the because we can't have honey, I make the honey mustard sauce, the analog of the honey mustard sauce. I use a product called Swerve, which is erythritol. And mayonnaise, mustard, a little bit of apple cider vinegar, some paprika, onion powder, garlic powder, all mixed up there with the Swerve. Makes it a nice little honey mustard.
Sounds delicious.
So here's my question to you.
Yes.
Is that the house you're going to die in? Are you, you're done?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Undeniably.
Okay.
I mean, I am, I anchor. Drew does not. Because our lives are completely were completely different growing up. He had tormentous, horrible one sibling to the other after his parents died, one sibling the other, and mostly mistreated horribly. My mother still owns and lives in the house that I grew up in. The same house, the same place. They've 60-some years they've lived in that.
Yeah, my mom still lives in the house that I grew up in. Yes.
So when I plant. I did it with my first apartment. Drew had to drag me out of that apartment screaming and kicking. And we moved to a place called Park La Brea and had a wonderful apartment. And the only reason that we left there, because we loved that place, is that they changed their, stats, whatever. They changed their codes and they let families in. And above our heads, there was a family with maybe 10 or 11 kids. And all they did was run back and forth the entire these are very long. They were very long apartments, and for day and night.
The Valinda family.
Yes, exactly.
The flying Valindas. Flying
Valindas lived upstairs. No, I think that they were those Irish dancers.
The Riverdance. It was the cast of Riverdance lived above you.
So that's the only reason we left Park La Brea, and then we moved here because I wanted a house. It's always me. Drew, I want a house. I want to own a house. I want a house. So he found this and we moved in, and there was a lot of talk, especially when there was a period when finances for us were going down the shitter and we thought we were going to lose this place during a period of time that was just hellish. There was talk about moving, selling, getting out, going, downsizing, all that shit. Came around to this place in our ages and our life that this is it. We both decided that we would love to be able to take this house and move it to Northern California, but we can't do that. So we live in Southern California in Woodland Hills. We're going to be here. I'm barring any unforeseen circumstances that they will, as they say, carry me out feet first from this place. I love this house. I love my house. I'm very unthrilled with Woodland Hills, very unthrilled with Southern California. There's so many negatives.
Yeah, I feel like I will definitely be in Florida, but I doubt we'll be in this house. This house is really more of a placeholder. I like the house. I love the design of the house. I just, the yard's not big enough for me. I would love to have some woods and a lot of area to have fires in the backyard. I mean, I need to go buy a fire pit. That's on my list.
They're wonderful, except the mosquitoes love you.
Yeah, but the mosquitoes here kind of go away after sunset. They're out at dusk. They're horrible at dusk, but then after sunset, they're gone. In the evening.
Okay.
Anyway, I gotta go.
Chicken. Yes.
Thank you again for a wonderful post show. Thank you, Level 13, for listening.
Level 13. Level 13. Level 13. Thank you for joining us, and join us again next time on Level 13.